Military-run Burma's top leader, General Than Shwe, arrived in Beijing today for a state visit to China, his country's closest ally. China strongly backs Burma, called Myanmar by its military rulers, in the international arena and provides it with key economic and diplomatic support. Than Shwe will meet President Hu Jintao, along with Prime Minister Wen Jiabao and other senior Chinese officials in the capital. Charles Collins spoke to the executive director of the Burma Campaign UK, Anna Roberts, about the significance of the visit.
China is one of Burma's most important allies. It provides financial support in the forms of loan and trade. It provides military support. It's one of the major suppliers of military arms to the regime. And it also provides political support as China defends Burma in the international arena, such as the UN Security Council, ASEAN, and other international meetings. So this visit by Than Shwe to China is key for Burma in terms of shoring up that relationship with China.
Is there anything that we should be looking for or watching in this visit, or is it just shoring up of ties, as you said?
Well, I think what Than Shwe, Burma's dictator, will be looking for in his visit to China is China's approval for its election, which is happening later this year in November. As you may know, the dictatorship is holding sham elections later this year, which will bring in a new constitution specifically designed to entrench and legitimize dictatorship. What we'll see is a transition from a military dictatorship to a civilian dictatorship. Now, many governments in the international community recognize that this is a completely sham process. It won't bring us any closer to democracy in Burma. Indeed, it will just entrench dictatorship there. So the regime is looking for supporters for this process, and it will want China to do that. But, of course, China has its own concerns about Burma. Burma is important to China because of trade. It provides gas and other resources to China. But it also is, China wants to make sure that its neighbor has stability. And this is going to be a key worry for China because with the regime pushing through with its roadmap, it's forcing ethnic groups to disarm and join the army, which they are resisting. There is a real threat of stability, perhaps a breakdown of some of the ceasefires, a return to fighting on China's border. And last year, 30,000 refugees from Burma fled across the border into China because the regime launched a military attack. And China did make unprecedented public criticisms of the regime at that time. So I think China is very concerned about the security situation.
Is there any kind of influence the rest of the international community could bring to bear on China to make it less supportive of the oppressive regime in Burma?
Yeah, I think the international community should be using, you know, their meetings when they meet China's leaders to, reassure China that a democracy in Burma is also in its interests, that any sort of future democratic government in Burma wouldn't be just a, you know, puppet of the West. I think that's one of their concerns. And I think, you know, the movement itself needs to reassure China that it's independent, which it would be. I think also it's, the fact that this military dictatorship or the dictatorship in the future is not in the long-term security interests of China, that actually the longer this regime stays in power, the more unstable it will get as ethnic groups perhaps take up arms again. There's a renewal of fighting. We can see, you know, the threat of refugees coming across the border. There's also other problems relating from the rule of this dictatorship in terms of the flow of drugs across the border, also the spread of HIV/AIDS. So there are many concerns which, while this dictatorship is in power, will not be addressed and will only get worse. And so it really is in China's interest to see a sort of stable, democratic government in Burma.